No, joggers, jamboree, the hash meetup. I understand there's one particular girl that comes to mind.
Yeah, her name was Noi, and she's a nurse at the in a booth for the Bangkok Adventist Hospital that was next to me when I was participating in this wonderful 4-day event of 7,000 people coming from 174 countries to just have a good time and pretend that they're perfect athletes who run up and down mountains. And she says to me, Khun Mo, which is Thai for Mr. Mo, I don't understand, I'm confused. And I said, what? Why would people from all over the world pay for an airfare ticket, come all the way to Chiang Mai, to jog, to run up mountains with beer in their hands? Don't they have mountains? Don't they have beer? Why do they do this? And I tried to explain as best as I could that it's a way of letting loose, it's a way of getting together for people from many different cultures, just a global event for having fun. And she said, yes, but many of them or most of them are fat. So I become sort of somewhat defensive and I said, well, Buddha was fat too. And she goes, yes, but Buddha never ran up mountains with a beer in his hand. That cultural misunderstanding is what prompted me to write this story. Because I can then extrapolate from it different points of view about this wonderful event. And the great thing about Thailand, including Miss Noi, is they understand the principle of sanuk, having a good time, whether it's in a classroom, whether it's in a social event, or whether it's anywhere. And so, much as they didn't understand 60-70% of what was going on at the event, they had a great time too, because it was part of Thailand's way of enjoying life.